Political movement is art in a time of turmoil. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, there's been a refocusing of sorts throughout the past couple of decades by art curators and historians on undervalued work by women artists. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojewska-Philip says one of those worthy of such praise is Italian artist Maritza Merz. A new retrospective at the Hammer highlights her ceramics and her drawings and sculpture from the 1960s all the way to the present and her Arte Povera style. Hunter's here right now with more for this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
I'm trying to do my best Italian, right? My Greek Italian,
if you will. A good effort, I think, yes.
Arte Povera. What does that mean? And what are the defining characteristics that set it apart from other contemporary art genres?
You know, it's a time of political turmoil really everywhere in the 1960s and the 1970s, and artists are responding, especially in Italy, with this style. And they're pushing back against minimalism with something that's now called post-minimalism. Instead of using those clean, hard-edged materials, they're using industrial materials, but in a much messier, more organic, handcrafted materials, a way of really materials that they were considered really poor. Arte Povera, literally impoverished art.
I mentioned at the outset, Hunter, that you consider Merz and this show part of a movement by curators and historians on female artists. What differentiates her work from that of her male peers?
Well, Merz was married to one of the Arte Povera artists named Mario Merz, and they worked together on material. They worked together on work often. She was the only female member of this very important group. And but in 1960, she gave birth to her child, Beatrice, and her work really embraced that aspect of being a mother. She had an apartment in Turin. She made her work in the apartment. One of the most poignant pieces in the show at the Hammer consists of the first three letters of her daughter's name, B-E-A, that are knitted out of nylon thread with knitting needles and mounted on the wall. The most dramatic pieces in the show hang from the ceiling like giant chandeliers made of cut and coiled aluminum. Again, these kind of industrial materials. They're very sort of shiny. Some of them are spray painted. They're quite large, but they were also executed in her apartment while she was raising her daughter. And the way in which she decided to use her time, the way she used the materials and used her hands in the making of these things, these are time-honored traditions that didn't really have a lot of currency in a largely male-dominated art world at the time.
This is also a retrospective, so it spans a long period of time. How do you think her work evolved over time? Did it start and end like this? Or, I mean, it sounded like it certainly was responsive or reactive to what was going on.
Well, Merz herself was always very leery of chronology and didn't really like to date her works. I mean, she didn't think of the work as going from one movement to another or one style to another. So there's a lot of overlap. And what's really interesting is how extraordinarily consistent her interests might be. There are lots of little heads made out of unfired clay that she called testa. And she often painted them with metallic gold. And then that metallic surfaces would appear in her drawings, which are very ethereal and feminine and with a very light touch, not necessarily portraits per se, more like idealized faces. She made fountains out of wax that sit on the floor, so when you're in the exhibition, you hear the sound of bubbling water, something you wouldn't necessarily hear in a contemporary art museum, but something you would hear in a palazzo in Italy. Mm. And she still lives in the apartment in Turin where she has always lived, and this work has that feeling of being a world of her own that she has created over time. It's an extremely rewarding exhibition.
Mm, it sounds great. It sounds like maybe we should go get a bottle of Chianti and go check it out. Maritza Merz, The Sky is a Great Space, on display through mid-August at the Hammer over in Westwood, the corner of Westwood and Wilshire. Hunter Drohojewska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.